The good news. My intention for this book is to change your life. A dramatic statement that almost certainly is hugely overused and casually thrown out by authors without any real consideration to whether the material that they're talking about has any power to live up to that grand claim. Life-changing has become just another sales statement in most cases. But I believe that the essential concept of this book carries the ultimate paradigm shift to alter every aspect of your life on Earth. I have hinted and tiptoed around the issue until this point, because if I'd gone ahead and blurted out the central concept of this series of books, at the very beginning, you would have pigeonholed me as an eccentric British nutjob. Who knows? Perhaps that is exactly what I am. The only evidence that I can offer the skeptics is what I am telling you about in this book has dramatically changed my life for the better. The principles of manifestation I followed and are now sharing with you took me from being an alcoholic, broke and broken shambles of a man to a deeply happy and content man living with his soulmate in an environment of pure abundance. "Stop beating about the bush, Craig," I hear you cry. "Earlier, I told you that we are all a fragment of God. If you imagine an infinite sheet of ice that exploded into 7 billion pieces, and in every one of us is embedded a sliver of this divine material. If you were open-minded enough to swallow that incomprehensible morsel, I now want to take the idea further. You see, this concept is a bit of an illusion. It's a dilution of the truth to help more people accept a tricky and somewhat counterintuitive concept. By stating that you have a fragment of God inside you implies that there are parts of you that are not divine, parts of you that are disconnected from source. The fragment concept is only a sleight of hand, really. It is ultimately flawed as a principle because it takes us straight back to the illusion of separation that we talked about earlier. Despite the variety of senses, sights, sounds, and experiences here on Earth, everything is just another expression of God. You are God, and so am I.